listen. Everybody ready? Ooh, that is beautiful. To something that I'm sure you're gonna dig. We'll be right back.
players of music. I don't know why we arrived at this, but somewhere along the way we decided that we would be players individually. You know, we kind of got together through some quirk. The tune we just played is called The Breaks. That's capital B-R-A-K-E-S. The Breaks, you know, a sort of mechanical device utilized to inhibit motion when one wishes to create some inertia of some kind. Depends on the need. I have a friend here who needs to put the brakes on. He's getting older. And if he could put the brakes on time, he'd be cool, wouldn't you, Joe? Yeah, we can't do nothing about that, huh, Swanee? Since we are folks who have this mad passion for the observance of the passage of time. Be it clock, calendar, or just rap. Time is gone. Time. The brakes. We're going to do something that's a little bit different than the breaks by now, already. Do something,
corner just out the end of the tunnel there.
get away with it?
But I miss you most of all.
fly. Have a different point of view of the world from the people who spend their whole lives on the ground. Don Blanding wrote a poem once when he was flying, and he called his poem The God's Eye View. And he said it was so different from the view he always had on the ground, which he called the bug's eye view. Now, I thought about that bug's eye view when I was over in Tehran in Persia. They told me an old Persian legend. It was about a bug who spent his entire life in the world's most beautifully designed Persian rug. All the bug ever saw in his lifetime was his problems. They stood up all around him. He couldn't see over the top of them. And he had to fight his way through these tufts of wool in the rug to find some crumbs somebody had spilled in the rug. And the tragedy of the story of the bug in the rug was this, that he lived and he died in the world's most beautifully designed rug. But he never once knew that he spent his life in something which had a pattern. That's why I want to get you up in the air tonight to see something the old bug couldn't see in the rug. Because even he, this bug, if he had once got above the rug so he could have seen all of it, he would have discovered something. That the very things he called his problems were a part of the pattern. Have you ever felt like that bug in the rug? That you are so surrounded with your problems that you can't see any pattern to the world in which you live? Have you heard anybody say lately that the world is a total mess? That's the bug's eye view. Seeing only a little of it, we might think that.
Yeah. Martians. Seen any Martians?
No. They're going over to New York. Night, the sky's alive with their lights, just as if people were still living in it. By daylight, you can't see them. 5 days ago, a couple of them carried something big across the flats from the airport. I think they're learning how to fly.
Fly?
Yeah, fly.
Thank you. a special lollipop crew from east, west, north and south. Them is all rough and rugged and we love over the years and we not shed no tears cause we don't like good food, dumpling business.
Not by wisdom that the poets write, but by a sort of genius and inspiration. Upon the strength of their poetry, they believe themselves to be the wisest of men. I am better off as I am. But the truth is that God alone is wise. For this I know. That I know nothing.
You'll know you belong up here.
Was that a sign?
Yes, have you?
Thank you. might be the Atlantic City, New Jersey of old times. I know a lot more about Bolivia than you know about Atlantic City, New Jersey, I can tell you that.
Perfectly now.
Chombe
has the floor.
Thank you.
Now, if you had to put your sound in a category, I understand musicians don't like to put their music in a category, categorize your music, but if you had to call it something, you know, jazz or rock or blues, or, well, if you had to do that, what would you call it?
Symphonic punk country disco.